Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Hidden Soccer Good Podcast.
Yay!
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 2. So my name is Jacob Taliani. I'm the founder of Hidden Soccer Good. And here on the podcast, we talk a little bit about what it's like running Hidden Soccer Good, the artists that we're working with, the anime industry, and how we as the people are, you know, helping it change the really fun revolutionary stuff and just anime stuff in general. But today, I want to talk a little bit about the reaction to episode 1 that I got from myself, for one, and from other people, because I did post it on Instagram and stuff. And then I actually also want to talk a little bit about a surprising bestseller, I guess you could say, because I was surprised, but, you know, not a ton, but very much at the same time. So anyway. So yesterday, do you ever have that feeling when you put out a piece of content or you just create something and you put like a bunch of work into it initially, and you're like, it's something like a video or a podcast episode per se, like it's just adventure on that idea, and you publish it, and then you start listening to it or you start watching it again, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the literal worst piece of content that has ever existed on the face of the earth. Because I definitely have. And that might be kind of shocking to some of you, but believe it or not, that's a fairly common thing, I would say, in the artist world, where you create something and you put a lot of time and effort and passion into it, and you end up becoming the worst critic of yourself. And if you're not careful, that can stop you from publishing and stop you from putting stuff out there. Now, the important thing to remember, and that, you know, I had to really remember yesterday as I was putting out the first episode, because this is the first real consistent podcast that I've done, is you're going to suck at first. That's just natural. Everyone sucks at the beginning. There's literally no one in the world who is born good. You have to get good, right? So the only way to get good is by publishing and by making content and by putting it out there. Now, as time goes on and you get much, much better, sure, you can take down some of your first episodes if you really want to, or reshoot them or that kind of stuff. But in the meantime, as you're still learning, you got to just take the jump and put stuff out there. Now, that's what I was telling myself yesterday, and that's what I ended up doing. And I listened to the podcast again, and I was like, man, I need to, you know, focus on voice fluctuation. I need to make sure that my stories are a little bit more coherent. It's just a lot, right? A lot of negative self-talk and that kind of stuff. But I posted it on social media. I had a handful of people reach out to me and say, hey, that's like super cool. I'm like really pumped for you and that kind of stuff. And I was like, thanks, guys. I appreciate it, right? That made me feel a little better about myself. It made me excited to record this episode, actually. And keep in mind, too, I'm not necessarily like the most extrovert person in the world. It's kind of funny that I decided to go into digital marketing and making a business. But I figured it's a good skill to learn. And I wanted to learn how to, like, you know, talk to people more and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. The thing I wanted to really portray here is twofold, which is one, you can't get good at singing until you start practicing. You can't get good at your art or your craft until you keep practicing, you keep putting it out there. It's going to suck in the beginning. That's just a given, because everyone sucks in the beginning. But as you keep going, you'll start sucking less, and you'll keep sucking less until you're, you know, actually good. And the people that join you on the journey will be your biggest fans and your biggest supporters. And I want you to know that I'm here for you too. I'm sure there's some of you out there that are really nervous about putting your first pieces of content out, and just go for it. Just do it. I'm here to support you. You got this. I believe in you. Anyway. Yeah, let me know, actually. Tag me in your posts. I'll like them and I'll comment and stuff. I'll engage with them too. But let's talk a little about, too, a really, really surprising a story about the shirts. Okay, so this goes back to when I was just starting Hidden Sakuga. Okay, I had the, you know, the idea, like, I want like some cool minimalist anime clothing. I want it to be artist centered, and because, I mean, obviously I can't draw, so I need to work with artists at some point anyway, but I really wanted these designs to be exclusive. I wanted, you know, the portion of the profits to go to the artist, all the stuff. I won't bore you with the details, but I talked to Miles, Miles is the person who drew the Wolf Girl design, and that's from what's it called? The Studio Ghibli movie. What? Princess Mononoke. That's what it is. Okay, so Princess Mononoke. So it's her deconstructed. It's her face deconstructed. And it looked really, really cool. I was like, oh, I could totally see that being something I would wear personally and something that I feel like a lot of people would wear. Really, really cool design. I put it on Instagram, got a lot of good support behind it. People who didn't even watch anime were like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, I might even wear that, right? Because growing up, I was a little bit more in the skater scene. Not really skater, is more longboarder, but they commingle a little bit, right? I went to Zoomies to get my longboard, so I'm basically a skater. but yeah, so I got a lot of really, really positive, really good results. And I was like, sweet, sweet. And then that's kind of what really gave me the motivation to make the rest of, or to, you know, ask Miles to make the rest of the designs and find the other artists and that kind of stuff. Cause I was like, sweet, there's like an audience that wants this besides me. This will be great. So we make the designs and it's going really good. People are really excited from what it seems like. There's people on the pre-order list. Very, very exciting stuff. And then right before we finish up, I had just, Miles had done a handful of Full Metal Alchemist designs, right? And I was like, you know what would be awesome? So I had gotten into the hobby of lifting around my senior year because I'd actually gotten injured in pole vaulting, which wasn't very fun. And so I couldn't pole vault anymore. So I was just kind of stranded in the weight area. And I realized like, oh, lifting is really fun. It's actually really cool. You know, worked with the trainer for a little bit and that kind of stuff until I really got the form and stuff down. Anyway, really big fan of lifting now. And I remember watching Full Metal Alchemist around that same time and seeing Captain Armstrong, you know, just super buff dude. And then I can't remember, is it Curtis? I think it's Curtis, the other really, really buff guy. So it's the Elric brothers teacher, her husband, the other, you know, really buff dude. He's like quiet. And it's the scene near the end of the series where they beat up one of the, I'm not going to spoil anything. Okay. So they beat up bad guy and they basically just like shake hands in respect. And it is like, it was like one of my all-time favorite scenes. I thought it was hilarious, but true at the same time, because there's this unspoken rule at the gym where generally, okay, there's an unspoken rule for people who actually go for a while where you just mutually respect each other generally, because you'll most of the time actually be working out at the same time pretty consistently. And so you'll see a lot of the same people there. And the funny thing is you guys almost start building this like unspoken bond because you both watch each other progress, right? As you're going down your lifting journey. And so there is this like mutual respect for each other. I've seen actually, there's this one guy, I still see him every now and again. Back when I just started lifting, he was a really big dude, right? Like probably around 300 pounds. And he was just getting started. And he was like, just, you know, starting to lift, trying to come pretty consistently. And this was actually, I think around New Year's when I'd just seen him. And he stayed consistent. He kept going. He kept going. I saw him lose weight. I was so proud of him. You know, like initially you're a little bit kind of like, oh, okay. Like, I wonder how long this guy is going to stay for. Not in like a bad way per se, but you know, January 1st, a million people want to go to the gym and stay committed. Only a handful really survive, but the ones that do survive and do stick it out earn the respect of everyone at the gym. No doubt at all. That's the thing you guys have to realize if you're skeptical about going to the gym, is the people there are very wholesome. The only toxic people at the gym are just douchebags. Like, and those douchebags don't even have the respect of everyone else at the gym. They just go like maybe once or twice and they just think they're all that, right? Real gym people respect each other. They respect each other's gains. And I thought that Full Metal Alchemist scene really put it into play, because I see Armstrong as more of like a bodybuilder, like a pro bodybuilder, right? Because he's just chiseled. And then Curtis as more of a power lifter, because power lifters tend to be a little bit more on the chunky side, okay? But they lift insane weight, so I can't judge them too much or they'll beat me up. So I was like, this is perfect. It's like the unity between bodybuilders and powerlifters. And I asked Miles, I was like, hey, can we put this on a shirt? Because I really want to wear this to the gym. And, you know, sure, like I'll sell it too, right? So hopefully we could get a little bit more commissions your way. So we did that. And I put a couple of pictures of me on Instagram, like, you know, flexing in it, right? Like I love flexing, or I can't remember the caption, was something corny about, you know, flexing like Armstrong or feeling like Armstrong. And surprisingly, I had a handful of people say like, hey, I want to buy one. Where can I get one? And I was like, seriously? And the more I talked about it, the more people wanted to buy one, or like buy that one in specific. They didn't care about the Wolf Girl shirt, which they initially did. They wanted the cool Armstrong shirt for some reason. And I was like, okay. And so the Armstrong shirt, or it's called the Full Metal Alchemist True Brotherhood. So the True Brotherhood shirt became the bestseller, like the secret bestseller out of nowhere, swiped up and just destroyed the competition. And it still is the bestseller right now. So I'm thinking actually with the Armstrong shirt and with our lines as we go down the future, I think I'm just going to have like a limit of maybe 20 to 50 shirts, like 20 to 50 shirts, and then call that line good so we can keep it a little bit more limited. And we, of course, we can bring back some of the older designs as time goes on and we make new launches. But yeah, I want to keep it that more exclusive feeling. That's part of the goal of this. But anyway, yeah. So if you want one of the Armstrong shirts, you probably should grab one before they sell out. Not trying to, I guess it's a plug, but didn't really mean it to be. Anyway, it's freaking hilarious. And I love it. I love the fact that everyone else seems to love it too. If you get one and you wear it at the gym, tag me and I will post that picture everywhere if it's okay with you. Because I think it's awesome that people are wearing more stuff like that to the gym. I think it's cool that people are really embracing it. And actually, you know, it's really funny. There are a lot of weeblifters, like a lot of weeblifters. My TikTok is full of them. And these guys are like jacked, like Greek gods and goddesses, right? Just insane. And I'm like, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, like Naruto is my life. Or like, that's what got a lot of them into it actually, was Naruto. More specifically, I mean, it's interesting, okay? You join for Naruto, and you know, he's awesome. I love him. He's like one of my ultimate favorite characters. But I feel like as you go down the journey, especially as kind of like a gym bro or a gym girl, you start relating a lot to Rock Lee, and Rock Lee ends up being the inspiration for a lot of these guys. And it makes sense. I mean, I don't want to say too much, because I don't want to spoil anything for people that haven't seen it. Naruto will definitely be one of my all-time favorites. It's what got me into anime. But Rock Lee's motivation is definitely something that pushes me forward on tough days every now and again. Anyway, if you don't lift already, give it a shot. And if you're worried about putting content out, just keep putting it out. Sometimes you might get surprised, and a piece that you didn't really think would get anywhere, a piece you made as a joke, might end up becoming your bestseller and build your audience a little bit more. Because that's what it really is about at the end of the day, is for you to grow your audience, for you to grow your audience. That way your art can get out there more, your projects can out there more, because there are people that are willing to support you and love your work. You just have to find them. And the only way to find them is by putting stuff out there. So eventually they'll stumble onto it and join you. And you can't give up either, because you know how many TV shows you've found like by the time they're over, or by the time they're like three seasons in, and then you kind of go back and catch all the way up. And if they just deleted the episodes as they were making them, no one would ever find them, right? Or even if they did, they wouldn't know where to start now. So keep putting stuff out there. Keep growing your brand, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow or whenever I make another episode. Peace.